This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome into the Locker Room Show. The Saints, a 14-11 winner at the New York Giants. Black and gold improving to 5-8 on the season. We're going to check back in at MetLife Stadium for Deuce McAllister's health update on this banged up black and gold bunch. What you got, Deuce?
Yeah, here's the LCMC health update. LCMC health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. A couple guys left the game. One tried to return, the other one did not. DeMarco Jackson, linebacker, lower leg injury, left the game, did not return. Rico Payton left the game. He was able to return, but the guy that left the game and didn't see him anymore was Derek Carr, and he's dealing with, not sure, lower arm injury. I think he was holding, you know, that left arm kind of weird when he tried to get the first down, leaping up and over, came down funny. He left the game, did not return, and so he's obviously a big question mark for the Saints and, you know, going forward.
Yeah, obviously with Carr, a huge deal going forward, like you said, to find out what's going on with him. I know they're checking out, obviously, his arm, but also being evaluated for concussion dues. Overall, really ugly game, but we don't care. At the end, it's still a Saints victory. But overall, I thought the Saints run game would have more success today. What did you see from this Giants front that was giving them so many problems?
Too many guys in the box. You didn't have enough to block them. I mean, and that's basically what it was. They used the formula that the Eagles had so much success in, bringing 5 down defensive linemen in, and so that puts everybody in a one-on-one situation. You've got to be able to win, and the Saints were not consistently able to win on it. And when the Saints were on the short field of the side of the football field, particularly in early down and distance situations, they brought 2 corner cats, and so one of them the Saints were able to successfully block, the other one they were not. And so it was just a good defensive game plan. They were determined to not allow the Saints to run the football against them. As me and Bobby talked about earlier in the show, you know, I expected the Saints to be able to rush for 150 yards, and I would, like I said, I would be disappointed if they did not, and they did not have a lot of success running against this Giants defense. They did a good job with their plan on how they were going to attack the Saints offense, and so thought the Saints could push the ball down the field a little bit more, and they did at times, but, you know, we didn't do a good job of blocking. They brought pressure. They brought late pressure, picked it up at times, but we didn't do a great job of executing.
Deuce, a highlight for the black and gold in this game. Definitely defensive lineman Brian Brzee. Not only did he block that potential game-tying field goal, but a monster day all over the field. Really happy to see him kind of blossoming. Just wish his run defense obviously gets better.
Well, you're not only run defense, I mean, but you the Saints – we've seen this from them. They're wild with their pass rush. And so, you know, if the defensive ends are going to get up the field, then I can't just continue to run stunts inside as well with my defensive tackles, because all the quarterback eventually is going to do is step up into the pocket. And once he's able to do that, your athletic quarterbacks, like you saw today, is just going to gain yardage. I mean, there was a couple times where Drew Locke, he picks up 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, you know, even longer than that in situations. And you can't allow that. And, you know, ball awareness a couple times, you know, the ball tipped up in the air and we can't catch it, you know, down even on the two-point conversion. Tyron and Pete Warner, they can hit the guy. You know, taking it all the way back for the other 2 points, that's far-fetched. Once that ball is tipped up in the air, man, I'm hitting the defender. Tyron did it earlier twice, and that time they don't do it. And it's just, you know, it's the little things in this league. You had a little taste of success earlier this year. You can't forget that I've got to do the little things in this league.
Deuce, thanks for making today a somewhat entertaining game, although the output on the field wasn't so great. You and Mike were still entertaining. Have a great flight back home and talk to you soon.
Well, I appreciate it. I got to give a shout-out to my nephew and the JSU Tigers yesterday. Played Southern for the SWAC championship, and, you know, they were successful. You know, a couple of those guys we saw be able to graduate on the day before. Next day, they are successful in winning the SWAC championship. So I got to give a shout-out to those guys.
No problem. Appreciate you, Deuce. Thanks again.
No problem.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.